Hello and welcome to this Journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albanu, and in this episode we'll find out how the Refugee Journalism Project is aiming to help exiled journalists get a foot in the door at UK media organisations and kickstart their careers in the UK. The Refugee Journalism Project started in March 2016 as a collaboration between Migrants Resource Centre and the London College of Communication, or LCC. It offers participants mentoring with a UK journalist every 2 weeks, workshops to get them work ready in the UK organised at LCC, as well as work experience whenever possible. After an initial recruitment drive, the project team received around 60 applications, of which 20 were from journalists who are still overseas. Of the 60 people who applied, they took on around 30 participants. I spoke to project coordinator Tessa Hughes, who explained how the team decides who can participate.
Well, essentially we were looking for people who could show that they were doing journalism in their country of origin. And this didn't have to be working for, I guess they're the people from a whole range of experience. So there's people who have, you know, 10, 20 years experience working in journalism for major news outlets, who, you know, have studied journalism, have their degrees, have their master's degrees, some PhDs. There were also, people on the lower spectrum of experience who would practicing mainly civil journalism. So that was, I guess, sort of how we picked them. And I guess the other 10 didn't quite have that, couldn't quite prove that they had that journalism experience, or were just sort of hoping to use other skills to get into journalism. But the whole idea of the project was that we were helping exiled journalists. So that's what, I guess, how we made the decision.
The project works with refugees from all over the world.
Again, a range of experience. Eritrea, Afghanistan, Syria, Cuba, Yemen, Iran, Iraq. Most of the participants are coming from the biggest producing refugee countries in the world, so sort of coming from those regions.
The mentors who work with participants are UK journalists who have worked for a range of publications, including CNN, Vice, the BBC and Channel 4 News. The workshops provided as part of the project cover essential skills from pitching and media law to data journalism and investigative reporting.
They're one-day workshops, so we have between one and three workshops a month, depending on sort of how busy the month is, and they usually run from 11 till 4. So it's not for the participants, it's not a huge time commitment, because we were fully aware that people have their own lives, and lots of people are still, you know, having to make a living and support families and things like that. So we had to be careful of the time commitment. So it's 2 to 3 workshops, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The participants have access to all of the services at Migrants Resource Centre and Asylum Aid, so that's the educational services and the other workshops, as well as employment advice. And they don't have direct access to other courses at LCC, but they can use some of their facilities, as well as employment services, that sort of thing. But they can't sort of, I guess, they would have to go through any normal avenue if they wanted to do a degree or a course with LCC.
The Refugee Journalism Project in London is one of a number of similar initiatives that have recently started up around the world. In Germany, for example, the Journalists in Exile project kicked off at the beginning of July. Set up as a joint initiative between Hostwriter and New German Media Makers, the project connects refugee journalists with German reporters to provide mentorship and training and foster diversity in the newsroom. In Germany, part of the challenge for journalists who are not native German speakers is the language, but there are other issues standing in the way of exiled journalists restarting their career that this type of initiative can help with.
It's not necessarily a language barrier, but the challenges vary depending on the individual, because a lot of them have already been working in English and have studied in English and are absolutely fluent in English, so it's not necessarily the language barrier. The biggest barrier, I think, is the network, is that they don't understand how the UK system works, as well as, I think, in media, unfortunately, it's a lot about who you know, and they rarely know anyone who's within that sector, so sort of getting that foot in the door can be really really difficult, as well as a lot of people have really amazing experience outside of the UK, but what they constantly hear is, yeah, that's a really good experience, but what do you have here? So getting that initial foot in the door seems to be the most difficult step moving forward. as well as, I guess, general life of moving to somewhere new. So they have to deal with all the things that come with moving. So trying to find housing, family reunion, and the asylum process can shake people's confidence as well. So trying to get that back, that confidence. So there's a range of different things. But language, certainly to some of them, is a challenge. So they all have, I guess, unique challenges to the individual.
The Refugee Journalism Project in London counts 24 UK journalists as its active mentors, and Tessa says feedback from media organisations has been positive, as additional language skills and different experiences are needed in newsrooms.
Feedback has been incredibly good, and people are certainly interested in knowing more about the project and also helping us. We've had a few people who are willing to allow the participants to pitch to them to try and get in some of their own articles. But those people are certainly willing to help and see value in the project, but also see value in the participants' experience. And I guess the extra knowledge that they have that UK journalists might not be able to bring, particularly to places like BBC World Service, that sort of thing. Speaking the language and everything like that, it's always an advantage. The project is funded from March 2016 to March 2017. So we are looking at funding options at the moment because we would certainly like to continue. We've had a lot of successes and there's certainly a lot of interest in the project, both from UK media outlets as well as refugee journalists. So there's certainly a need, so definitely looking to do it again.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. Head to our website to find out more about the Journalists in Exile initiative running in Germany.